It's the 2013 Farm Progress Show back in Decatur at Progress City, and I am with Matt Youngman. And Matt, we've got to talk about a lot of things going on, but it's opening day. How are things going so far?
Very, very well. We've had a lot of changes in the schedule from a normal Farm Progress Show with not having demos and building an annex and that eating up parking lot. We ended up moving into our overflow parking area at 9 o'clock this morning. We'd anticipated about 11. So things are flowing quickly into the show. Traffic control guys are doing the best they can to get everybody in as quickly as possible.
And it's a hot one out there. We have to talk about the heat has come up. We've had a couple weeks of really cool weather, and now the heat is here. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's actually right now it's not too bad. The forecast has it at 93. We're not actually under a heat advisory, so it's not dangerous hot. It's just going to be warm out. If folks take the opportunity to go in any of the 20 or so air-conditioned tents, drink lots of water, take breaks, sit in the shade, should be a real enjoyable day at the show. But they need to do that, you know. And if they don't and we get into any health issues, we have lots of EMS coverage. These guys are amazing here in Decatur, able to handle the load that comes to them in terms of emergency services if needed.
Talking about that cool weather we had a couple weeks ago, put a little bit of a damper on the field demonstrations. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's hot during the show, and all summer it's been really cool. It's been beautiful and cool all summer, which didn't make for enough heat units to get the corn along. We're still, even on opening day today, the corn that we were going to harvest for demo still isn't a black layer, which is, that means we are at least 200 to 250 heat units behind. So instead, we're going to do a runway show. All the equipment that was going to run in the field, we're going to line it up, unfold it, make it move and do what it does and give the reps an opportunity to talk about it and then move it on. And the crowd can actually view that from the grandstands without walking through the corn stalks.
Now, was this a late planting season? I know we had some weather issues in the spring that kind of created some of this drama, but we had some other things happen too. You planted a different variety this year?
We actually didn't. For a normal summer, our 96-day corn that we plant here would have been okay with the May 15th planting date. It was just the cool summer is what really got us, because in 2011, we planted on May 11th, the same hybrids, and they were ready. We were picking 18% corn in the demo. So it wasn't so much the late planting, which there was some of that involved, but it was the cool summer that really hurt us the most.
This year, we've got a new sponsor for the Ag Media Tent, and we're sitting here soaking up some AC right now. It's going to get hot out there, but we're enjoying some cool temperatures. Talk about that change.
Yeah, we are thrilled to bring BASF on board to sponsor the next generation of the Media Tent. I've been doing this for 19 years, and up until now, the Media Tent has been exactly the same layout, same floor plan, all the same components. But we kind of threw all that away and started over and said, what would we do to bring the Media Tent up to speed with the rest of the exhibit field that has changed so much in the last decade? And, having it on a hard surface, well-lit, air conditioning, good private areas to have interviews like this, it's certainly a step forward, and we very much appreciate BASF stepping forward with that.
I'm not going to have muddy toes in here this year, and it's kind of a shock.
If you have muddy toes, it's not because you got them in here.
Well, Matt, 2013 is off to a great show. Let's go ahead and look forward to next year. Next year, we are heading
right back to Boone, Iowa. Looking forward to that. All of the paving is either done or almost done right there at the show site. So we're going to have asphalt and concrete on every street there in Boone for next year.
That's some big changes. We've talked about this as it has evolved. What year are we on now for the Farm Progress Show permanent sites?
This all started with the 50th anniversary, the big rainout that we had in Henning, Illinois, and our exhibitors coming to us and saying we need to make a change. We need to do some things different in order to justify the expense, the investment they put into these shows. And so that started after the 2003 show. And by September of 2004, we had Decatur announced. We had our first show there in 2005. 2008 was the first show at the permanent site in Boone. So we've been doing this over the course of a decade, but we are on our fifth show here in Decatur, which just is amazing to me. We are in 2004 when we were doing this, and we set a 20-year contract, 10 shows over 20 years. That seemed like an eternity, and we're already halfway through it. So it's been good, and the show has really blossomed over those 10 years because the exhibitors have a lot more confidence in the fact that they're going to be able to have an event that's less weather dependent.
And it's great. So even if we get some rain, you're not going to slosh around too much. The paved roads here are spectacular. The Richland Community College aspect is still very, very much up and going and looks like a great show.
It's a great partnership, not only with Richland, but all of our partners in Central Illinois that make this thing possible. It's a huge undertaking for an unlimited number of people that are involved in this process. So we appreciate them and you know, looking forward to continuing the process into the future.
Matt Youngman, show manager of the Farm Progress Show 2013 here in Decatur, Illinois.